Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good day to you. It's the 3rd of March. Friday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, known by some as Dougie, known by some as the Dougster, known by some as Dudley, known by some as Gramps. I have lots of identities, therefore I cannot easily be identified, nor can I get into trouble. How about that? And then Jay Kirshner is here.
Seems
she's got a few identities of her own. All right, so here we are. Yes, we're safe. And speaking of safe, here's something that is brand new. The day today celebrates wild animals and plants, among other things. There are a lot of things to celebrate in this wonderful wide world of ours, to be sure. One of them, to counter the information that you get from a lot of the people who would have you believe the world is going to hell in a handbasket and everybody's dying and everything is dying and it's terrible. So according to a study sponsored by several international agencies, the number of fish species, can we say that? Or species, have grown. And matter of fact, there are more species of fish than there are humans, species of mammals, because mammals are humans. As a matter of fact, the reptiles, birds, amphibians, all of the things that inhabit the earth, there are, among all of those categories, not as many different types of items as there are species of fish. So how many do you just take a guess, Jay. How many different species of fish do you think there are?
Oh, let's see here. About 23,000?
33,000.
Ooh, awesome.
And
10.
And the point of the subject here is to tell you, all of you, to relax, even if you're one of the folks. Listen, conservation is a great thing because, really, if you're paying attention to what's going on, we're trying to help and save not only good things, our families, we want to save and protect, right? It's what you save and protect. So, yeah, there are items, there are species, there are things that come and things that go. Like the day comes and goes. We were just talking about how quickly February went. 28 minutes instead of 28 days. Things are changing. Things always change. And that includes what's growing, what's living, what's dying on the planet. So in the last year, the research since the end of pandemic time, and that was going to be the end of times, it would seem, for a lot of people who wanted to have you stop the world and get off, the number of freshwater fish, 201 new species, have been, since the pandemic, have been discovered. 201 new species.
It makes you wonder why, though, because I get that the oceans are so vast and we haven't really explored everything, but also mm-hmm. they're so deep. So are we exploring more spaces, or are these really deep sea fish that are starting to come up, and why are they coming up now?
I think it's both. California Academy of Sciences is the one responsible for releasing the information as World Wildlife Day and World Wildlife Week and World Wildlife Month become a big thing. And it's just to have people know on the planet that the contribution that these animals, these species are making to the planet are healthy. And now, the other side of it is there are some things that we're doing to water, fresh water, contaminants that you throw in from whatever the source, mostly big industry. You've seen three-headed frogs, and you've seen two-headed fish, and you've seen fish with heads on both ends of the fish. You see all of that stuff. I'm not saying there's perfection here, but I'm just saying that there is, as the science swimmers go into the water that we're talking about, that the world is not coming to an end. It's changing. It's changing, and things are changing with it. That's what happens. So I'm not telling you everything is wonderful, but I'm not telling you that everything is awful either, which is what you hear from a lot of sources who just want to scare the hell out of you. Okay, let's get to some people in the news. Here is young Mia Brooks, who made history this winter in the snowboard freestyles and the free ski world championships. She's 16 years old. She became the youngest ever world champion, taking the gold at this event in Georgia. She landed a 14, I don't know what this stuff is. Are you a skier? You know what a 1440 double grab is? Rotations in the air. I guess I could see.
I know the grab part is when you actually like reach down and grab your ski or snowboard.
Yeah, is that what it is? Okay.
And what was the rest of it? Say the whole thing again.
Well, I'm looking at her accomplishments, and one of the things that is not explained here is the 1440 double grab. Other than to say it involves four full rotations in the air. You go up, you turn around four times, and then you come back down again. That seems to me like a heck of an accomplishment.
Yeah.
All right?
That's impressive.
It is impressive. She's 16 years old. She says she's been doing it since she was 14. God love her. All right, other people in the news this Friday. The NFL prospect named Jalen Carter has surrendered to police from University of Georgia, a top pick in the NFL draft, or at least he was projected to be. He surrendered to police on charges of reckless driving and racing. There was a crash that killed a player and a staff member last month. Investigation found that Chandler LaCroix, a member of the team's recruiting staff, and Mr. Carter were racing shortly after leaving downtown Athens in Georgia, and the alcohol impairment that they experienced and driving recklessly ended up in the death of LaCroix and another fellow named Devin Wilcox. So now Mr. Carter has been booked into jail, was released on his own recognizance. The record says he's scheduled to make his first court appearance next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, why is it next month? Why isn't it today? This guy was driving a Ford Expedition at the time of the crash. His blood alcohol level was 0.197, which is what, about three times what it's, what is it, 0.08 or something?
0.08. Right. Yeah. It used to be 0.1, and they changed it to 0.08, and going at speeds of over 100 miles per hour just before the fatal crash.
Ever been in Athens, Georgia?
Nearby.
Mm-hmm. My sister went to school, her husband went to school there, and her first child was born there, so I remember going to see them. And I remember it being a nice, quiet college town. And I remember the roads being nothing special. So I'm trying to imagine what it would be like racing down the street at speeds between 90 miles an hour to 104 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone.
Well, in any just one long stretch without turns is subject to racing, especially in the late hours of the night.
6'3", 300 pounds, top defensive lineman. So why should he get more attention? I'm wondering.
He was going to be a first-round draft, potentially.
Okay, so is that why he's being
three or five? And if he can manage to stay out of jail and actually still, he could potentially still get drafted, but it won't be for one of the later rounds because a lot of people aren't going to want to have this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then even if he does get drafted, he's probably not going to see the field for a long period of time.
Yeah. I think there is a lesson here many times over in terms of how college athletes get treated. I can't imagine the reason I said why isn't there a hearing on this until April because of favoritism. I'm speculating, but it does happen, speculating or not, that college athletes are treated differently than regular students. They just are. And that's not right. Here's Alex Murdaugh. Remember the story about him and his wife? Found guilty of murdering his wife and his son. There were 75 witnesses testifying. The lawyer named Alex Murdaugh became sort of a household name after he was found guilty of the murders of his wife Maggie and his son Paul. The situation goes back to 2021 when his wife, the son, were found dead on their property, a huge island, 1,770-acre island in South Carolina, had a big hunting lodge there. Jurors deliberated less than 3 hours, so this guy must have been guilty as hell and obvious as hell. I remember seeing some of the video, and these guys disgust me, so I don't know, why would you waste your time? You can tell by looking at them, pretty much, the guilt just kind of pours out. He admitted lying about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And it took over a year after the killings before he was even indicted for the murders. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was pointing his finger in other directions
mm-hmm.
to try to turn people off. So that takes care of him. LeBron James out for 3 weeks. Right foot tendon problems. Officially been classified as tendon injury. So 3 weeks. Whether he'll play again this season or not, I guess it's not really clear. They'll reevaluate him. So that's not big for the Lakers. It's bad for the Lakers.
Yeah.
They're 11th. Right, I'm going to ask Jennifer about that, right? We'll check with her.
Yeah, they're trying to claw their ways into the playoffs right now.
Yeah,
and the season's winding down. This is the time. It's never good for a player to get injured, but this is the time where it's just like, especially your star like LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, here's the story of Michael Scavaria. He's the fellow who was responsible for finding a huge Jurassic-era bug. I can't even pronounce this. A giant kind of a bug in a Walmart store. 10 years ago. It's a weird story. So he finds this bug. He brings it to his laboratory at Penn State, and he somehow or other he mummifies it. And puts, he sort of mounts it, right? And then forgets about it and now starts talking about it, what he found, this giant bug. Yeah.
For about a decade, he forgot about this thing.
Yeah. He's doing a course on insect biodiversity and evolution. And then he realized, wow, I remember seeing this thing. I have one of these. Wow, he's Allie.
Sure.
Let's go back. Right. Let's start the movie. Roll the movie. 18 past the hour.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. There is a very interesting thing in social media today. It doesn't involve any big names per se, but it does involve a fellow from India growing saffron in a shipping container. So why is this big news? Well, it's kind of, maybe this belongs in the food, farm, and family segment of the program, but I thought this was worth a moment or two extra of our time, because it shows you how creative one can be if one wants to be creative, all right? Story behind the story after this.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. There are many time-wasting distractions in business. I call it noise. Noise prevents you from growing your business. The trick is to determine what's real and what's noise. Here's an example. If a payroll salesperson contacts you, it's noise. I say this because Patriot Software is scaling quickly with our 5-star rated payroll, and we don't have salespeople because our payroll product sells itself. Our payroll is for businesses with up to 500 employees. We handle payroll taxes, offer free setup and support, and our prices are proudly displayed on our website. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, it's blowing off. I just kind of wanted to highlight this, Jay. I know you know the story, but this is sort of an entrepreneurial thing, and I'm all about entrepreneurship. And I don't think these people sometimes get recognized for what they do. His fellow's name is Shalish Modak. He's an Indian software developer. A lot of those around the world. But here, he changed the course of his life. He was driving down the highway, and he heard the radio about this plight of the bees. So he set up a business renting beehives out to farmers. Eventually he had to close that down because he couldn't keep enough beekeepers to keep the bees. And he learned a lot about farming while he was doing it, and then started focusing on flowers, and he narrowed it down to saffron, which is something that grows in his neck of the woods anyway, It's an old
one of the most expensive spices out there. So you would think that, hey, I could get some bang for my buck here.
So he's growing them hydroponically. That's what he figured out how to do. He's become a saffron farmer, and he's growing it hydroponically. You could say, well, that's not earth-shaking. Well, it's what I
he's doing it in a shipping container. I mean,
yeah, right.
Come on.
Yeah,
it's,
it's just, I don't know.
Kind
I think
brilliant.
More people need to be acknowledged, if you will, for the kinds of things that they can do with their mind. God bless them. Okay, another quick focus on another personality that you do know. Jay Leno has gone public with his new face. Remember 3 months ago, that fire that pretty much burned the side of his face, his neck, his shoulder. It was pretty ugly. And so he and his doctor went on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday to show off his new face. He said, look at my brand new ear. And it was kind of cool. He looks exactly like Jay Leno. Imagine, who would have thunk it, right? With all the things that he went through, I just think that's kind of cool to see it. He's got a great head of hair. He's got a great look.
Any scarring.
No, I didn't see any scarring. Did you? Mm-hmm. Did you see the scarring? No. But he has that, always got that gleam in his eye. He tells the story about at his age, 72, it's unbelievable that he could recover as he has. Oh, my God, you look at the picture of him from before. Unga bunga. All right, so let's hear it for both the guy that developed the growing of saffron and for Jay Leno, two of our heroes. Today it's 28 after the hour. This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it. Other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppy. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting,
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The jury took just 3 hours in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial to return with a verdict.
Reached the verdict?
Yes, sir, we have.
The state versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh, defendant. Indictment for murder. Guilty. Verdict. Guilty. Verdict.
The broadcast on CNN, the once wealthy, high-profile South Carolina lawyer, was also convicted of two counts of possession of a weapon during a violent crime. Murdaugh admits he lied to police about his whereabouts the night of the murders, stole money from clients, and was a drug addict. He's set to be sentenced Friday morning, faces life in prison without parole for the murders. I'm Dave Collins.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says a multi-million dollar fund needs to be set up to pay the medical expenses of the victims impacted by the Norfolk Southern's toxic train derailment and explosions in East Palestine, Ohio. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. The good, the bad, the ugly, mostly the good, though. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. To celebrate March the 3rd, you got to know kind of what's going on. I think this program, what I've always had in my mind about doing this program is that we would tell you a little bit about a lot there instead of focusing on just one or two areas of our lives. There are so many different things going on in this big, wide, wonderful world of ours. Why not talk about as many of them as you can? And some of the stuff we do is silly, some of it's serious, some of it's on point with some of you, some of the things, okay, I don't really care about that. One of the things we all care about are the number of cars on the road and our driving. You heard us, if you listened the last half hour, if you didn't, you catch it at gooddayshow.com, a conversation about that basketball player who was driving a car in Athens, Georgia at 104 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone, and three people got killed. Okay, so Is that what does that represent? Does that represent more cars on the road? I don't. It represents a story about what's going on the road.
Recklessness,
be sure.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. And so, I did say I think one day this week that we had fewer cars on the road in general. As I was talking about the pandemic and what's happened since the pandemic to people in general, where they're working, how they're working. And so the stats show more that people are using their cars in different ways. Are they driving to work? No. But are there as many cars on the road? I think if you talk to the American Automobile Dealers Association, they tell you there's lots of cars. And there are a lot of people, we all know folks, who have a car for the husband, a car for the wife, and a car for the children. Now, when I grew up, we had one car in the family, and that was it, a Chevy. I remember the first car I remember was a 1949 Ford Woody station wagon, and it had real wood. My father used to varnish it, polish it, because, you know, in the exposure to the elements, it's going to kind of rot. You've got to keep it up. So that's my first memory of a car, and we didn't have two cars until, the late 50s, early 60s, and they weren't, they weren't great cars. Today, everybody's got, or many people, most people have modern cars, SUVs, the children ride a drive to high school, which I think is a complete no-no. I think that's where there's so many accidents. And so a gentleman called to respond to my theory, and here's what he had on his mind.
Yeah, you were just talking about less cars or gasoline consumption. I live in western southern Arizona or mid Arizona, and there's more cars than ever on the road. There's no shortage of people moving around in this area on the Colorado River Valley. Thanks. Bye.
All right. So I get what he's saying because people are moving around. There's a lot of migration going on. And as I said, a lot of people have more than one or two cars in the family. But he pointed out something that was part of the conversation we were having, Jay, about the amount of gasoline that was being used.
Yeah.
And the theory was that because of the pandemic and fewer people driving to the office, they may be using the cars to go other places, but the actual consumption of gas between the pandemic effect and the electric vehicles that are out there and some other things, we are using less gasoline. And you've noticed probably the price of gas in many areas around the country has gone below $3 now, $2.99, $2.94. What is it where you are in Cleveland? When was the last time you bought gasoline? What was the price?
It was about a little over three. I just did it yesterday,
Yeah. I paid $3.11, but I saw some at $2.99 in a couple of places yesterday. So, yeah, that's going down. I guess that's good news.
Yeah.
Here's another item that you would consider to be a good. This is a productive work on there's a bunch of coworkers who had scratch-off tickets that they bought on their break. They are Tysha Trice, Dylan Mitchell, cashiers at a Value Market store in Louisville. They picked up a couple of scratch-off tickets on their break. They were messing around. They decided, let's buy a couple and have some fun. All right, that was their mindset. On their first ticket, which cost $30, the pair ended up winning $100. Next ticket they tried their luck on, $50,000, right?
$50,000. Moral of the story is take a lunch break.
Right, exactly. There you go. And it was they bought it at their store, too, right? Wasn't it at the stores they were working at, the Value Market, that had the tickets? I think it was, matter of fact. They get the store that sells the tickets always gets a reward for selling the winning ticket. So there's a brightener for them. This brightens up my day, although we can't celebrate it because we're not here live tomorrow on Saturday. It'll be National Grammar Day. We might as well celebrate it today. And the number one recipient the Greatest Improvement Award goes to James Collins, who's at our studio.
Hi.
He gets zero sometimes for his. Anyway, the day was established by Martha Breckenridge, founder of the Society for the Promotion of Good Grammar. I know you didn't know her, James, before this, but
no.
Here we go. The day's motto is, quote, "It's not only a date, it's an imperative. March 4th on March 4th to speak well, write well, and help others do the same. See, that's what I'm doing. The spirit of help. I'm trying to help you because, frankly, you would if you continue to grow, a young fellow, grow in the business, people listen carefully to how you speak. And if you are sloppy with your speech, then people are going to say, eh, I don't want to buy it.
Well, I feel like everybody has their own pet peeves when it comes to grammar. Like, a lot of people really dislike the people messing up the theirs. Different things like that. But I myself used to feel that way until I became a victim of autocorrect and typos. And I know the difference, but sometimes one slips through and it is just so embarrassing. But texting or typing-wise, my biggest pet peeve is the contractions, the could've, would've, should've, and people typing out, instead of apostrophe, V-E, you know, for could have, should have.
Right.
They do O-F. That one hurts my soul.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So you'll carry this with you through the weekend, James.
Absolutely. And it's
maybe
funny
have
because, like,
a
my,
donut or something.
You know, I didn't realize it was really a problem until I got onto the show and you started telling. What was the one of the first?
Good to know.
One of the first things you told me, because when I first started, I said I gotcha a lot. And I think I had said it one too many times one day, and you said, all right, listen, I need you to write it down on a piece of paper and just put it on a wall and then just look at it every time you want to say it and then don't say it.
Right. There you go. Bingo.
There you go.
That's it. That's my lesson for today.
Exactly.
Former English professor, the Dougster. Okay. From the planes, trains, and automobile. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The trains, planes... No, let's do planes first. Planes, trains, and automobile departments. The National Transportation Safety Board investigating a close call between a JetBlue plane and a Learjet here in Boston. The independent agency investigating why a Learjet decided to take off without being told to do so by the people in the tower.
It was told to do so, and the pilot even acknowledged, like, "Yep, understood." And for some reason, still kept going.
What do you mean? He acknowledged that he was told not to take off.
Yeah.
Or he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He responded like, "Oh, like I don't remember the words, but he responded in the affirmative of understood, and then still kept going."
Yeah, he was told to line up while the JetBlue landed on the runway that crosses. And there, every airport has more or less the same. Well, actually, I'm thinking about LAX. It doesn't. There's two on both sides of the airport. One's up and one's down. That's the way it is. Let's just say most airports have crossovers when it comes to the landing patterns and takeoff and all that stuff. So the point is that because the JetBlue pilot saw what was going on, he managed to pull the stick up and fly around to come back again. Otherwise,
from 87 feet up to 3,900. They came, within 600-something feet of hitting each other.
Yep, not good. All right, let's see. The train department focusing on that story of the crash in Greece this week. The station manager apparently is at fault. He faces manslaughter charges. 57 people have been confirmed dead, 80 others injured. This guy was basically asleep at the switch, right? This is a passenger train, travels at 100-plus miles an hour, and it was going that fast when it collided with a freight train. Ooh.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be on the same
track.
It was some kind of miscommunication with scheduling or something, and the station manager had only had this job for a few months, so you know that's going to play into the defense.
Life in prison is what the prosecutor is going for when it comes to this guy because of his not knowing. Well, is that his fault or the people who pushed him along, to move into this position before he was really qualified to be there, experienced enough? That seems to be or the crux of the problem was. Next, let's see here. Another train story. Joe Biden says he's going to Ohio at some point. What? So what? Waste of time. This annoys me. He's going to go there sometime.
Too late.
Yeah, exactly. Too little, too late. Okay, in the automobile department, something to talk to Nick Miles about this week. Our autoexpert.com is his website. Seems like a new Silicon Valley startup could change the face of the battery industry as it pertains to cars. Solid-state batteries have advantages over some of the lithium-ion batteries. They're not flammable. They're easily recycled. That sort of thing work better in the cold. Ever try to start a battery operated an electric car in the cold? Any of you that have cars that are electrically operated, and if the battery's not fully charged, try starting that. Try moving it. In I was thinking about something I saw in my local area when it was 14 below zero. The cars, the electric cars wouldn't move. They won't start, and they wouldn't move. Now, it's true that an internal combustion engine goes a little, starts a little slower, too. But if you've got batteries that are charged up, the oil is kind of thick when it's cold, so it takes more to turn the engine over. Once you get it started, though, it's the electric cars, you just couldn't start them. Apparently, I guess I never thought about that. But, you know, when you put it that way, it does make sense. Yeah, it does make sense. Anyway, so you know me, I'm not a big fan of electric cars. So, in New York State, excuse me, a couple of people died, 10 others hospitalized. An emergency room was temporarily closed after several individuals were exposed to an unknown substance at a senior living facility. This would scare the pants off of anybody, right? This is in Syracuse, New York. I'm sure there'll be more info on that over the weekend. So we'll check on it on Monday here on Good Day, 48 after the hour.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. The sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour, he said, with his big, strong, booming voice, it's farm food and family time. We've changed this around, and I'm trying. I can't remember whether we put food first or farm first. How do we have our new website? What is it?
Foodfarmfamily.com.
Okay. Food Farm Family News. Here's something to be careful about. Chemicals in clothing and dog food. Why these two are together. These are PFASs that are highly toxic. Testing found them in baby supplies and in the packaging of some popular brands of dog food and cat food. So here's this nonprofit group called the Environmental Working Group. They obviously are interested in your health and well-being. And so they had an independent lab test some of this stuff, these popular pet food brands. And they found fluoride. They found PFASs. This is one of the things that drives me nuts, because a lot of dentists will tell you that they want to add fluoride to your teeth to make them stronger. Well, if somebody, and this has been tested also in laboratories, one child died, I remember, after eating a whole tube of fluoride toothpaste, because the fluoride killed them. A little at a time is not going to kill you, supposedly. It's in the water everywhere, that kind of stuff. But it's an example of these small groups of so-called experts or scientists who grab a hold of something, and they sell it, and you're believing it and buying it because some scientist said, yeah, this is good for your teeth, or some dentist did. And in fact, it's probably not in a little eensy-teensy bit. But if you brush your teeth with the same toothpaste every day, what impact is it going to have on your body? Never mind your teeth, but your whole body. Anyway, so that's the stuff that's in the pet foods they're concerned about, and also in the baby clothing.
These forever chemicals are just everywhere.
They don't go anywhere. Yeah, they are. Yep. They took 34 samples of baby items to the lab, and they had fluoride in them as well. Fluorine, but that's fluoride. Another PFAS. I don't know what I do know what PFAS stands for. I don't know why they don't come up with something better that's easier for folks to remember. But look at the label. Whatever you're buying, look at the ingredients. Never mind just food and pet products, but look at how clothing is made. What's it made from? What are the, you know, there's a lot of cotton and that sort of thing, but they're supposed to tell you if there are chemicals in the cloth that's being used to make the clothing. And apparently in this circumstance, they didn't. So there's a word to the wise. Be careful about what you buy. I think that's the message there. Okay, moving to Virginia now with another food, farm, and family item. A pair of hemp industry bills on Governor Youngkin's desk is concerning to a fellow who co-founded a natural food company. His name is Reed Anderson. He actually founded it to help his parents with alternative things to the prescription pills that they had been prescribed for their ailments. So he has a hemp farm. He sells CBD oils and creams at farmers markets, that sort of thing. But he's going to have to close his business if the governor signs these bills that have been passed by the General Assembly, which are aimed at regulating the hemp industry. There's so much ignorance about hemp. People think, it's marijuana. You know, it has 1/1/8 of a point of the THC in it that marijuana has. Looks like marijuana, smells like marijuana, but it's not. The THC has been engineered out of it, and so that's why you see a lot of these CBD products here, there, and everywhere, and you don't have to have a special license to sell them because they've been proven to be effective and healthy. 99% of the THC is out of them, and so, but if this bill in Virginia, the same thing happened in Massachusetts until educators got into the field and explained, you know, okay, this is what hemp is really all about. But in Virginia, apparently ignorance is king, and the governor says, yep, I'm going to sign this, so it'll put everybody out of business in Virginia who's buying and or selling if it's on the farm. In Massachusetts, you could buy this stuff in a drugstore, you could buy it over in a gasoline station, but you couldn't buy it on the farm where it was produced. Now tell me that makes any sense.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's used to make bags and bracelets or clothes.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, that's some. I find CBD products. I had for whatever the reason, I've got a problem with one of my toes. So I took a bunch of CBD last night. Toe doesn't hurt at all this morning. And so, you know, is it better than taking aspirin or other drugs that are much? You know, aspirin's a drug. You want to take that or you want to try something that's more natural and homeopathic? I guess that's your decision. But we throw the info out here so you can absorb it. 59 passed on good.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.